and told them that they didn't want to marry, that anybody to marry in plural marriage. Again, this is to stop it. But you know what some people interpret, especially some of the men, are tired of the responsibility, and so they walked off and left their women and children that weren't their first wives.
Terrible.
Some had washing and house cleaning support the children because the husband walked away from him and went and lived with his first wife. I know Edie Green was
and
his
that
mother was a third wife, and mother had to raise us and educate us because the father just brought us like that. It didn't have a thing to do with it. But he said he always admired Hiram Belknap because he stood by his two wives and educated the children of both wives.
Well, you're talking about Dr. Greenwell's mother?
Uh-huh. Edie Greenwell.
Well, see, his mother, I don't know whether she's second or third, because Greenwell
had
three wives to start with.
My mother was the third wife, and I'm a well-educated man, and I tried to talk her out of what she done, and it was a mistake and all that. He said, all mother ever did was just smile back at me. And so,
well, she's no use arguing with him, but he did keep her to the last. And I know when mother'd go with me to the dentist, he'd say, oh, you should be glad your husband stayed with you. Of course, she got four more kids.
Yeah, but
anyway.
There was 10 years. I like to tell about the birthdays. Mother and Dad had seven children, and five of them were born in September, but each one got a day of their own in that month. Now, Hiram Earl was born July the 18th, 1890. Eris Guy Belknap was born September the 6th, 1893.
Yes.
93?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Vonley Bryan Belknap was born September the 9th, 1895. And Von, they didn't have any more children for 10 years. Von's everywhere mother took us kids. Earl's my oldest, Eris my second, and Von was my baby. I got so tired of being called baby all the time. And I was 10 years old, and she still said, this is my baby. And September the 9th, he turned 10, and he was so happy because the next day, September the 10th, his sister Jewel Belknap was born September the 10th, 1905, and Della Augusta was born September the 11th, 1907, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then Gladys Belknap, calling me, was born January the 19th, 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And Byron Knight Belknap was born September the 18th, 1914. And I'd like to add that father died on Byron's birthday.
Hmm. On Byron's?
I mean, on Byron's birthday, I'd say.
Well,
on Byron's birthday, 1938. I don't remember how old Byron was then, but I was 26 years old when father died.
Well, Byron was born 14.
But he died. Hmm. Anyway, Bonnie's sister died one day. Dad, how come you worked at you mother had? I chilled all in September. This was 9, 10, and 11 all together. How'd you work it? Oh, shock. He said, oh, I ever got out of my father.
Well, I wanted to go back while mother was away. Of course, she was in Salt Lake, too, as I said, in the underground. Then she lived out on Dan Street for a while. But that time she had the three boys, but the first two, Dad took her to Hooper. And the reason why I said Mary wasn't in Franklin and Gladys, because mother said that Mary was there. And when she saw mother, she said, oh, she's one of those Bluth girls. I have admired so much those two girls who sang, you know,
they
a lot.
Sang together. Aunt Mary's 2 years or so older than mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mother was the youngest. Mother was 18 when she got married.
Anyway, as soon as she saw her, then she said to her mother, is that Hiram's?
Oh.
So it was after that before she married Joe Lowe. But I did. Then, too, mother and father wrote letters back and forth.
Poetry.
And part of it was in poetry, another in beautiful phrase, and loveliest love letters. I never got a chance otherwise, but in their letters, it was beautiful. And your grandfather took them after mother died, and he was going to give us a copy, which mm-hmm. we never got. So when I moved down here, I went to Salt Lake and especially asked Eric, and he said, okay, we'll go down in the basement and somebody give him heck and won't let him disturb it. He might make a mess. And after all, at that time, Eris was doing housework anyway. She wasn't too well. So I never got a copy of any of those letters.
It was a little red book. A red velvet.
Well, they had some stuff in it, but some letters were personal and were separate from that little red book.
Uh-huh. Now, Hiram would sign his name Joshua to these letters.
Yes. He signed it Joshua. So anybody reading it wouldn't know who Joshua was. Mother signed hers Anna Wallen.
Oh.
Wallen was her mother's
maiden name.
Well, I haven't seen any of the letters from her to him, but I've seen vice versa.
Well, anyway, Eris took them and had them. And one of them, he especially got a thrill at. We were upstairs at 904, and he was reading stuff out of the cupboard. Her mother kept that, and a lot of reports and stuff. And he'd say, oh, here she's talking about me coming. He was thrilled to death. And so he walked off with the letters, and I said, I want a copy of it. But I should have followed it up earlier.
Well, I read a letter. Eris was going to somebody that you didn't quite approve of. And then he said, I met Mabel Harris. And we both just fell for each other and recorded. And that was just the girl for me, Mabel Harris. So we finally got married. But sitting there recording, they'd be a little late saying goodnight. And Eris said, every time I heard the telephone ring, I said, goodnight, Mabel. And away I ran home as fast as I could. They were about 2-3 blocks away from each other. Mm-hmm. But Mr. Harris had to come downstairs and answer the phone. By the time he got the front door, Mabel was coming in because Mother was always calling him to tell Harris to come home.
Well, I wanted to go back.
Okay.
While they're still in with this polygamy deal.
Sure.
That part was over. But, oh, they lived down here on Orchard for a short while, and that's where...
Oh, Bonnie was born down here.
Yes, dear. I was going to tell this one now, please.
Okay.
Anyway, when he was 7 months old, Dad purchased a place, a lot of lots, on 21st Street above mm-hmm. Quincy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the last four of us were born in that house. It was only a three-roomed house when they moved there, and as each child came along, Dad extended it. So people coming up and see two front doors thought it was, you know, separate homes or something, but it wasn't. But anyway, Mother said that the children always went by Belknap when they moved there. Mm-hmm. But she herself went by Mrs. Wallen until they were in their teens before Mother come out and could call her rightful term title.
So Hiram, Earl, and Grandpa, they were teenagers until their mother took her married
before
name.
She took
before
hers.
She took her married name.
Or either that, just see, because they would be teenagers by the time I was born. And one of the neighbors across the street who lived there for years said, the only thing on this street is Swedes and Mormons. And Mother said,
the lady across the street was a damn Mormon.
I told you not to, and you told me not to interrupt you.
Well,
I'm sorry. That's it.
She said that Mrs. Stone across the street said, across the street from me there's a damn Mormon, and in the greenhouse up there was a damn Swede. And Mother said she was tempted many times to go over and tell I wasn't only a damn Mormon, but I was also a damn Swede.
Well, she was dark, but Earl said when he was on his mission in Germany, he went over to Sweden. Mm-hmm. He says a lot of them are dark there.
Hmm.
Everybody, you know, just does that. So when I got married Glenn, why, a lot of them would call him Swede because he's blonde and blue eyes. And he is English.
Hmm.
Nothing to do with him. But anyway, I was going to tell you something else. Oh, that at that time, the other family had a home on Madison between 21st and 22nd. And